From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shireen Seewert. Today, we're talking with Joe Oprosco, who heads up a nonprofit organization that's expanding in central Wisconsin. Let's Go Fishing has been offering seniors, veterans, people with disabilities, and youth opportunities to get out on the water for more than a decade. With a chapter already established in Rhinelander, the group will soon be providing free wheelchair-accessible fishing and boating excursions in the Wausau area. Joe joins us to share what this means for the community and the people it serves. Welcome, Joe.
Good to be here.
What does loneliness look like in the lives of people you bring on the boat? And how does a few hours on the lake change that?
The best example of that I can give is during COVID. Obviously, like the rest of the world, we had to stop doing our trips that summer. But we went around visiting some of the homes of our guests and our frequent guests just to say hi and, to show them that we were still there. And some of the things we noticed were many of them had pictures that we had provided them from their trips. And that kind of hit a note with all of us because how important our trips were to them. To them, getting outside is looking out the window most of the time. We're now, if they get on a bus, we have the handicap accessible. So walkers, wheelchairs, they can really get out, mix with other people. And the other thing that we're doing is we're trying to bring youth on as helpers on the boats to give some of that intergenerational that I think the world is missing nowadays. So we have, 16, 17, 18-year-olds helping with the seniors and all the elderly getting on, learning about wheelchairs, learning about kind of helping them out and things. And they really love having the youth on board the seniors because they can tell stories to new people.
How do you explain the sense of hope or healing that happens on the water, especially for veterans or seniors who might carry a heavy burden?
This is my hair standing up while I'm talking. There's a couple of stories. One of our guys, Steve Wilson, he has a great story. He had one where there was a woman on the boat. She struggled to get off the boat, off the bus. She didn't want to go. They kind of brought her on the boat. She was quiet. She kind of sat in the back, but he worked with her, and the mates were kind of helping her. And then she started fishing, and she caught a fish, and then she got excited, and she smiled. And about halfway into our trips were about 2, 3 hours long. And about halfway into the trip, she started talking with the mate and then talking to Steve, telling her it was a great day. And at the end, when she was getting off the boat, she said, "Thank you. Have a great, this was a great day for me." And she left. The caregiver came back to talk to Steve and said, "Just so you know," he goes, "it's the first time in 7 months we've heard her speak. She's just stopped talking in general." And that Just that experience, they said, was what kind of made her. That was the first time in 7 months that they had heard her speak. So I guess that's the best way to answer your question is a story like that, where that it just pulled her out.
What do you as a volunteer take away from your work with these excursions?
I know I take away the smiles, and I feel better after a trip about, I'm still working, so I'll volunteer a little less during the day, but we do a couple of evening trips and I'll get out there or I'll do an emergency trip because my office is pretty close to the lake. And what I get out of it is no matter how bad my day is, it's better when I come off that boat. I forget about everything that's kind of going on. And I see that, you know what, life's not so bad. I'm not in a wheelchair. I have my functions. I can do that stuff. And yeah, it's just, you feel better, I guess. It's the smile that you get when you come off that boat that you feel better about yourself. It's the giving back kind of feeling.
It has to be an emotionally challenging experience. So, yeah.
And physical at times. If somebody's gonna handle the boat, somebody's gotta, do the anchor, somebody's gotta do the mechanical stuff on the boat. There's a lot of you need all different age ranges. Docks have got to go in and out if you have a dock.
What moved you personally to get involved in this effort?
Well, part of it is I'm a perpetual volunteer. I've always loved fishing. I was out on a lake, Lake Riley, where the Eden Prairie chapter is, and I always saw this boat. I was kind of fishing and I always see the boat kind of going around. So one day I just stopped Steve and he just told the stories. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty awesome. And I was at a point in my life where I was able to do that. And I was starting to say, you know what, I need to start paying it back a little bit more. And my kids were early 20s. So I wanted to get them to say, hey, giving back is a key part of life. You'll see as you get older that, we've kind of blessed. We've had a good life. Now we got to help others who may not have had such a good life or are struggling a little bit. And that's kind of where my head was at that time. And then Steve just kind of hit me at the right time. And I love fishing and boating. So what better, it's nice to be out on a boat for 2 or 3 hours too. So that's kind of where I was, and that's how it happened. It was just the right timing and the right opportunity.
When you take someone on the water for the very first time, what's the reaction like?
Almost every time it's I grew up on a lake. I grew up fishing at my parents' cabin, but I haven't been on the water for 10 years since I've been since I've since I've gotten old is usually what they tell us. I'm like, ah, you're not old. But and they'll start talking about and the memories just flood in at that point. And I think that's the reaction is the water is so powerful for them because they especially Minnesota and Wisconsin, lakes are so much to us. I mean, we grew up, I didn't grow up in Minnesota, but man, I got right into it coming out here. And it's just the water is so nurturing. I mean, that's why it's, it's nature's healing. It's kind of what we say. It's our slowly, it's bringing nature's healing to the and well-being to, we say older adults, they don't always like to be called seniors, veterans, youth, and the disabled. So it's really that reaction of the memories flood in. And I think that's probably the number one thing that I see. And that's the part when I always like having the younger generations there because they start to hear these memories, out on a boat when the outboard motors didn't exist. They were rowing around on the lake kind of thing. And they're like, what? They put their phone down. The other thing we started doing is all the younger, when they come on the boat, we lock their phones in our shed on dock, so they don't have their phones with them, so they have to talk, they have to be active, and they can't go sit in the corner on their phone somewhere. So those memories are really what's key. And you mentioned veterans earlier. We've been on boats where the veterans will just sit there and as a plane they're an Air Force vet and a plane will fly over and they'll just keep identifying all the planes, telling us which plane that is and this and that because they don't get outside, and it's really that being outside.
Joe Oprosco from Let's Go Fishing, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Been a great time.
If you have an idea about something in central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at wpr.org. I'm Shireen Seewert from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.